This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Furman Garner Performance Studio are
Christopher Copeland
and Brennan Leeds.
And together,
We are known as Strawberry Swing, you know, title pending, so kind of working on it. It's always a work in progress. So.
Combined, those two gentlemen from Clarksville are 31 years old, a junior and freshman in school, respectively. But their debut album as a duo is almost ready to be released. No small project. It was recorded in Nashville and produced by Joshua Payne, a musician with Arkansas connections, and his own album on the venerable Verve label. When Joshua Payne was sent tapes of Christopher and Brennan, he became very interested in their music and took them under his wing. The result will be a debut CD later this spring. The duo will play tonight at Common Grounds beginning at 5:30. In advance of that performance, we asked Strawberry Swing to come to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Brennan Leeds explained how two guys still in their mid-teens were able to put together a duo that now has a CD ready to hit the stores, produced in a studio on Music Row in Nashville.
I sent out this email to a couple of friends, and I was like, hey, I want to start this band. And that's how it all started. We started with a four-piece band, and then it went down to three. And me and Chris have, like, eventually you figure out who you don't want to hang out with anymore.
And dwindle down to the ones who want to stick with it and ones who don't. And,
That me and Chris can actually tolerate each other for long periods of time. Yeah. So
do you write songs together?
Yeah, yeah. We always have. It's Chris somehow goes into these deep thing like places in his mind, and he pulls out this amazing lyric.
And then Brennan writes the majority of the music, and so we kind of collaborate that way. And we get together and just mix up ideas, and I'll tweak some of the music, and he'll tweak some of the lyrics, and we'll get in together and like to write the harmonies and things like that. So it's usually a group process for the most part. So,
how many songs did you record for the album?
Well, we've got, I think it's 10 tracks on there, and we've got it's a 9-track, and we've got also a bonus track, which is kind of a concept song. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on it for close to a year now.
How many songs do you think we went through? About 32?
I think we counted around 33 or 34 we started off with, and we dwindled down to the ones that we felt like belonged there. And so, you gotta weed out the ones that don't belong and come up with a sound for the album. Yeah. And so,
have you, by any chance, I know you started as a four-piece and were a three-piece, now you're a duo, but have you, by any chance, looked at the careers or the musical stylings of any other duos?
Simon and Garfunkel, of course,
Just a bunch. John Mayer, anyone from... I'm into Pink Floyd so big right now. So,
If we're talking about duos, there's this great duo from, I think, Norway. It's crazy.
They're called Kings of Convenience. And they're, I would imagine that many people haven't heard of them around here, but if they haven't, they should definitely look them up. They're a great acoustic duo along the lines of Simon and Garfunkel. And they play sort of soft, melodic acoustic music, and it's great. And so we kind of strive to go for that. Sound, that being one of our influences.
Yeah. I love Hall & Oates. They're great. Yeah.
Another big influence of ours is Radiohead and Coldplay collectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, do you mind playing a song? We should tell people that tonight you're at Common Grounds.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. We'll play one we wrote called Sleepless in Seattle.
I hear they're sleepless in Seattle. If I were them, I would be too. I keep trying to escape myself. I'm doing it all for you. I hear it's raining in Seattle. It never stops this time of year. Last time we drove to San Diego, you swore you'd never leave me here. You know what it's like in LA alone. You know I can take your voice on the phone. So I waste some time while you make up your mind. Withered limbs and broken hearts, the bridges burn from where we are. Have we been broken all along? Well, don't tell me there's nothing wrong. You know what it's like in LA alone. You know I can't take your voice on the phone. So I waste some time while you make up your mind.
Hey, that's pretty darn good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did do you remember writing that song? Do you remember the inspiration?
It was I came to Chris and I was like, "Hey man, check out this."
Man. Yeah, he's been working on this kind of slap pattern. It's like sort of based off a John Mayer thing that he does, and he puts his own twist on it, sort of. And he made the guitar part, and we just kind of, you know, mumbled words, nonsense words, until we came up with something.
Yeah. Chris was going, you know, like, and I was like, "Hey, did you say Sleepless in Seattle?"
I was like, "I have no idea."
When did you start playing the guitar?
It's hard to, you know, put my finger on a date, but probably 3 or 4 years, you know. In the past 2 years, I've just really, it's become routine, you know, and it's really fun. So
I know a lot of times that Brennan always tells me that the days that are always end up bad for him, I'll pick him up after school and we'll drive over to his house to have band practice, and I'll ask him, you know, "How's your day?" And he's like, "Well, it's kind of bad." And I was like, "Well, what was wrong?" He's like, "I don't know." And I'll go, "Have you played your guitar?" And he was like, "No, that's it." And no. So, you know, that's an important ingredient for him now. It's almost
religious.
The days
I play 4 hours are the days that I am
happiest.
Happy.
So, you know, that's always a good sign. So,
Brennan Leeds and Christopher Copeland are the duo Strawberry Swing, and they'll play tonight at Common Grounds in Fayetteville from 5:30 until 8:30. They both attend school in Clarksville, and their debut CD is expected to be finished in Nashville very soon and available later this spring. And thanks to their dads, Jody Copeland and Blaine Leeds, for driving them to our studio. You can hear more from the duo at OzarksAtLarge.com. And Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend Ozarks at Large, we'll hear another song they recorded in the Furman Garner studio.
What's on now? Forever? I'm going to do Forever.
Yeah, still. Okay.
Thank you. empty faces carved into my mind.
That song in its entirety on Weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9. You can learn more about the duo Strawberry Swing at their Facebook page. This is Ozarks at Large.